So yeah, we're live. We are coming to you live straight after the Salford game. A 3-2 defeat after being 2-1 up. 90th minute. Broom saves a penalty. A great save. One he shouldn't. We are getting people requesting to speak straight away. Yeah, so we shouldn't have lost that game. Broom comes flying out. Don't know why he comes out, but yeah, he redeems himself by saving the penalty in the 90th minute. The 90th minute, you think, yes, Wimbledon can hold on to a lead. I mean, we're 2-1 up. I don't know what we do from kickoff. I said this to the boys when we when they scored to make it, what was it, 2-1. And we give the ball straight back from kickoff, straight back to them. The geezer heads it straight back to the keeper. They have the ball. I don't know why we do it. Why are we giving the ball straight back to them? VSA, you wanted to come straight on and speak regarding the game. What did you want to say? VSA, are you...
yeah, hello, can you
muted?
Hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I
yeah,
can.
Sorry. Thanks, mate. Yeah, I didn't go to the game today because I just got a bad feeling about all of this for the last few weeks. And I was just basically protesting about this in the sense of what's going on. But simply, I just want the guy out. I want JJ out. I want a lot of this dead wood out of the club. It's sickening every week. This is the same thing going on. I cannot believe even a football writer could write a script that we keep losing this many leads. We could have been promotion candidates with the amount of leads that we've had. But I'm sorry, but this the buck stops with the manager, the management. They've got no clue, no game management. The defenders don't know what they've got to do. A lot of this team has to get out of here. And it's better we just cut our losses, whatever we have to pay the man, because he's holding out for a wage, and get someone in who can actually have some funds to sort us out in the close season, get rid of the crap that we've got there, and build for the future. Because we're going to non-league, mate. I'm sorry, we're going to non-league at this rate.
But VSA, I get your point regarding Johnny Jackson, and I'm an advocate for Johnny Jackson now. I am. I really am. I didn't want him in yesterday when we done the debrief, and I'd like him to leave, but. Can we really blame Johnny Jackson for that defeat today? Do you know what I mean? The team, you know what I mean? He's put our team out there. We played really well today. We played well against a team that are flying and are going for the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
What we can't be blaming Johnny Jackson for 5 minutes of our team falling asleep and defending like absolute twats.
I agree with you. We can blame for the rest of the games that we've capitulated and given. It's happening every week almost now, and we're not able to hold anything here. And so obviously it's got to be something that the manager is doing, or they're not doing, or they're not actually telling the players or these youngsters that are there about game management. All right, you're 2-1 up, start doing your, you know, the shithousery, start doing, you know, wasting time, just get the, you know, just get over the line. But obviously there's not going on there, and either he's not getting into the players or they're not responding to him, because it keeps happening every week. I mean, I could take that if this was a one-off game, we were being playing well, or we've been fighting and scrapping and we've been picking up points, and this happens. Yes, I understand that. Yeah, but this is happening every week. It's too much to take. Yeah, we're served up with a lot of stuff. We don't even know what Wimbledon's going to turn up and play. Yeah, I appreciate it. I will give him one thing. He's been hit by a lot of injuries. There's been a lot of problems with our injury list, and there's a lot of players that really are, you know, like just coming in there, giving it all the talk, but actually are not really, you know, playing for the shirt. So he's had a lot of that to deal with. And he did say he knows what he wants next season, but I don't think he knows how he wants the team to play. That's my biggest problem here. You can't just go 2-1 down like that and 2-1 up like that and then lose the lead 3-2 in injury time with only a minute to go. It happens again and again. It's something is really wrong with this.
No, I agree. And I just want to let people know, if you do hear any background noise from me, I'm currently at home. I've got two kids running around the house. So yeah, I might have to mute my mic at any time, but I'll let you know when that's going to happen. But yeah, I just want to let people know.
Sorry, Lee. I just want to cut in there. I didn't go in today for this match. I really wanted to go, but I've had enough, because it's like you're going there, you're putting everything. I'm shouting my voice. I lose my voice every game trying to get behind those players. Players that some of them I don't respect, yeah? And I'm trying to get behind them. And the fact that you're putting in this performance every week, yeah, and you're taking the piss out of the fans. It's literally taking the piss out of the fans. You cannot justify this every week. It's too much to take. I'm sorry, but that's all I've got to say.
No, that's fine, VSN. We can hear the passion in your voice. I think, as you can hear when I started with this, everyone's passionate about it. We all look like it's mad. We'll go to George wants to say something, then I'll come to you next, Robin. So, George, was you at the game today, George?
Yeah, I'm just driving back now.
Hopefully you're on hands free.
Yeah, obviously. Salford were actually, I'll give credit, I think they were actually the best footballing side I've seen at Plough Lane this season. I thought they'd knocked the ball around really nicely. They carved us open so many times. And I think they did. They actually did deserve to win. I think saying we deserved the point. I think they, on the balance of chances, and they missed a pen, they definitely deserve to win. I think the problem I have is that we knew it was coming. Even when that pen was saved, I said to my mates, I'm taking a draw. I actually said that I'm taking a draw. Like, and how fucked as a club has your mentality got to be to say you're taking a draw at 2-1 up in the 93rd minute when you've just saved the pen? Like, it's mental. The fact that we allowed for the second goal, that ball to come in, don't know why no one's... He's had loads of time to put a ball into the box. I don't think Broom's actually at fault for either of the goals. Maybe the first one, but I don't think Broom's at fault.
Green.
And then, for the last goal, it's comedy defending. Isaac's gone up for a header that's never his. And then the bloke's allowed to have three touches without being closed down in the box in the 95th minute. It's deeper than people say. Oh, it's Jackson. I am Johnny Jackson out, but I think it is actually deeper than that.
No, I agree with what you're saying, George, and I have to agree with your assessment on Salford. I thought Salford at the back were pretty poor. Really, we carved them open as much as they carved us open. But at their forward line, their three up front, Hendry, I can't remember the two other guys. They looked really good up front, and they did carve. Jack Curry had the worst game for me. That he got carved open, and someone said to me, "Let's get Lee Brown on." I was like, "No, that would be a worse thing because Lee Brown would get absolutely roasted as well." But maybe that would have been a good decision to get Lee Brown on, because then that way we would have had someone who would be able to shit house like we want, and we've complained about before. But I just can't say this is Johnny Jackson's fault for this game, because it was an absolute joke. But George, I'm getting a lot of feedback from you, mate. So what I'll do is I'll mute your mic. I'm going to go to Robin. Robin, what did you have to say, mate?
I'm just in shock, to be honest. I can't believe it. I mean, for one thing, I reckon the ball went off. If we hadn't had that, we could very easily be walking away with a win. But I'm just in shock. I mean, I don't think we actually played that badly. I don't think Salford were all that good. They had chances, we had chances. But all in all, I don't think they didn't deserve it. We deserved it. But yeah, I'm just in shock.
I did think Salford were a decent footballing side. I know this league is really, really poor for me. That's why I struggle with us being in 15th or 18th place now. We were 15th at one point. That's why I struggle with this league, because I think it's a poor league. Salford are in the playoffs, and we could have won that game 2-1. We could have scored again. I'm really lost for words of how we've gone on to lose a game 3-2 after saving a pen in the 90th minute, being 2-1 up. Richard, what did you want to say? You come on. What did you want to say, mate?
We want Jackson out.
Right, so that's some people there want Jackson out. We discussed this on the debrief yesterday regarding Johnny Jackson. I think a lot of people now want Jackson out. Do we think, if anyone's listening, again, if you want to say anything, come on and speak. Press that speak button, come on and say something. If you want, put something in the comments. We are getting so many comments coming through at the moment, so I might not be able to read them all out. I said it won't be a long one, this one, because I've got the family running around the house. So is it time now? Do we think we'll wake up in the morning, or we'll find out tonight that Johnny Jackson has either resigned or gone? I've read something today regarding our budget, and apparently it wasn't obviously as good as we anticipated or we expected. And I've been told, and again, this is just what I've been told. This is nothing as fact, as people keep telling me. I talk not in facts, but our budget table is about 18th in the budget table. So if you think that we're actually performing as our budget table is, then do you know what I mean? That's why we haven't sacked Johnny Jackson yet, because he's performing as the budget table has been confirmed. Johnny Jackson got told he was going to have a better budget when he got the job, so kind of he's been lied to. He has been making a few excuses regarding that. And if he was so annoyed with that, then why not just resign and then say, look, I've resigned from the club because they false promises. But I do want Johnny Jackson out. If you want Johnny Jackson out, press the speak button. If you're supporting Johnny Jackson, and as I said today, I can't see how it's Johnny Jackson's fault today, because these players on the pitch are absolute frauds, in my opinion. Robin, what did you want to say again, mate?
You know, it's probably going to be a bit of a controversial one. But I'd actually be really annoyed, and not like the reason you'd think, if they sacked him tonight. I think, like, just because
they've stuck up for him. If they're going to have a backbone to do that, then they should bloody well stick with it. And it may well be the wrong decision. I know a lot of people do think it is. I probably think he should go. But if they sack him tonight, I think that's the wrong decision. And I think it's pretty, like, it's just too, after all this, they can't, like, sack him now. It would be stupid.
Why not? Why not?
Because
he's won one game in 16. He's one win in 16 performances. One win. And that was against Walsall, and they were the worst side I've seen.
Yeah,
but
my point is, if they were going to sack him, they should have done it 10 matches ago. Not 10 matches ago, 5 matches ago. If they do it now, like, the one good thing about the club doing not sacking him is they're actually showing some backbone and sticking up for someone. And I do think that's important.
I kind of get your point, Robin. I respect it. But sorry, George.
I think that's the biggest load of shite.
George, one second. Look, let's all be civil. I respect your opinion, Robin, but I disagree with it. And I disagree with it, the fact that we have, 5 games left. We need to win pretty much one more game because Crawley got spanked today. I think Crawley and Rochdale are down. I don't think we will go down now, but we got to win one more game and we stay up. And I think it's the time now to sack Johnny Jackson, not because of today's performance and today's result, because I thought we actually played well in about 70, 80 minutes of that game. I thought we'd done well. And this is what I was saying on the podcast. I want to see a team give 100%, play some of our youngsters, which we did. Adjie Hershey come on, thought he'd done well. Jenkins come on, other than his mistake for the goal, he performed well against a very good sort of front line. But I think Johnny Jackson has to go now. We get someone in for the next 5 games. And looks at this squad, and we win one more game. We've got Swindon, who are terrible form. Who else have we got? I know we've got Stevenage, who I think will spank us at Stevenage on Saturday.
We've got Tranmere at home as well.
Tranmere at home. We've got Grimsby as well. And I think there's one more game we can win. Under Johnny Jackson, I can't see us picking up another point, unfortunately, at the moment. Jonathan, from the States, you obviously watched the game on iFollow. What did you want to say?
I defended Johnny Jackson many, many times, but I'm done. I can't do it anymore. Something's got to give. You can't have a performance that we've seen in the last few matches and not make some kind of change. And, you know, I think it has to happen right now because we need time to get somebody in who can work with Craig Cope and who can clean house, get rid of a lot of the dead weight, and bring in some players who can actually, you know, do a job for 90. And it's not happening now. I think that in a better circumstance, Johnny Jackson might have been a good manager. But in the circumstance that we have here, he cannot do it. He cannot. And there's got to be a change. And I would love for it to happen before my head hits the pillow tonight.
No, I totally agree, unfortunately. As I said, I respect Robin's opinion and I get what he's saying regarding supporting Jackson. But unfortunately for me, it's just gone too far now. And I said, I don't even blame him for today's result because I said, I thought we played well for a large period of that game. I thought we'd done well in periods. We got in front of them. We could have scored a couple more goals. They were a good side up front, but yeah, poor at the back. And Salford are in the playoffs. So we for 75, 80 minutes, we've done really well against them. But to capitulate like we have done is not on. And as I said, I wouldn't be sacking him now for today's result. I'd be sacking him for, as George said, we've won one game and 16 now, which Mark Robinson got sacked for worse. Who else got sacked? Bowen got sacked. Well, he left, but we sacked
Glenn Hodges. 1-11.
Glenn Hodges 1-11. And Johnny Jacks, I don't know why we haven't done it yet. Unless there's a big payout and we're worried because we can't afford to, which is just mad. Mark, what did you want to say?
Well, I watched it on iFollow like you did. I just couldn't bear the journey today. I didn't fancy coming home from, it takes me about an hour and a half to get there. And I just couldn't face like coming home after another performance in the last 5 minutes. And the one thing that I'm pretty shocked by is just the way we play from, I don't know, 87, 88 minutes. No one wants the ball. They don't seem to know what to do apart from just trying to kick it away and trying to sort of, you know, relieve a bit of pressure on the back line. And it looks terrible. I mean, you know, when you're watching it, they just haven't got a clue. And I just wonder why. We all know the stats about, I don't know, 31, 34 points, I think, now lost from winning positions. And it doesn't seem like they do any sort of scenario kind of practice in training where it's like, well, okay, what are we going to do in the last 5 minutes? We're 2-1 up. What are we going to do? How are we going to pass the ball? How are we going to waste a bit of time? It just doesn't make any sense. And I think for me, you know, I know that you said that we played well today, and I agree with you in parts. I think Salford were very good. They were getting behind us, particularly on that left side, quite a lot as well. But when we've got ourselves in that position, how are we going to give ourselves, you know, ourselves the best chance of getting over the line? And I just don't know what they're training or what they're doing in training to help that out, because it's time and time again it happens. And the reporter, Edmund Brack, I think, for the South London Press, he wrote on his Twitter feed, he said he could see it coming, and we could all see it coming from the, you know, obviously there was the penalty and then the goals, but we could all see it coming. They don't know how to play in the last 5 minutes or 10 minutes, whatever it might be, and it's so frustrating. Sorry, mate.
Yeah, no, I make you totally right, Mark. And the thing I've got a problem with is not really the Casey McAteers or the Pearsons. My problem is with the experienced professionals that we got on the pitch, the Will Nightingales. People keep saying Will Nightingales from our youth. He's an experienced pro now. So he should be able to do it. He should be able to get Jenkins, Ogundiri, because people are saying this, the four at the back were from our youth team. It was a young back four, but Will Nightingale's an experienced pro. He was an ex-captain. He should be able to get them up the pitch, should be able to move them on. Woodyard, I don't know, after the penalty, he was going mental at Will and stuff, but he should be able to then get the boys to get into positions to be able to not concede a goal. Do you know what I mean? DJ, Yashoemi, was he on the pitch? He wasn't on the pitch when we conceded two goals, was he?
He went off. I actually thought
I thought DJ had a great game today. He put a chance on McAteer's absolute plate. The way when he cut inside and did that little back heel, I was right behind it. And I thought DJ, I don't think any of the lone players aren't actually the issue. They're the ones who care. Like at full time, as soon as that last goal went in, McAteer was literally the first one. Like you could see how upset he was. Pearson, you can see it doesn't hurt enough. Besides the lone players, it just doesn't feel like it doesn't hurt enough. And the fans don't even hurt anymore because we know it's coming. We know it's coming. So I wasn't that upset because I knew it was coming. I was resigned to it when that first goal went in.
No, I agree.
It doesn't hurt the players enough, in my opinion.
No, I agree. And I put a little thing out today, you know, where the players walking into the ground and Chris Fawkes sitting there, he's recording them in. And Marsh walks past with no smile on his face. As I said yesterday, the geezer never smiles. Do you know what I mean? The moody little prick, just smile for once. Say hello. Do you know what I mean? And loads of them just ignore Chris. They just walk past. And I think, you're not Premiership footballers. You know what I mean? You're not on Sky Sports or BT Sport. And then someone said to us, do you moan about everything? And I'm like, it's not moaning about everything. It's just the culture of the club is totally wrong. I want to see our players bouncing in, saying, hello, Chris. That guy owns this football club. You know what I mean? He's one of the owners, as it so speak. We're a fans club. Everyone matters. And that's what pisses me off the most is our players don't seem to get their bowling. Do you know what I mean? They get away with absolutely... They've got their little bags on them. Do you know what I mean? Their little stupid bags that they carry, thinking that they're Premiership footballers. They're on BT or Sky Sports. You're not. You're literally on Twitter and Wimbledon's TikTok. Stop acting like big time Charlies. Get out there and start winning games of football. Do you know what I mean? And then during the game, I'm thinking, right, the guy's right. I am just moaning for moaning's sake now. And we can't even hold on to a lead against Salford, who I know they're playoffs, but they weren't that great. Do you know what I mean? I know they were good up front, but we opened up a few times. Ali had another chance where he nearly scored. And we looked like we were going to score a couple of goals. And I'm so infuriated with the actual squad and the players. And I think that does come down from JJ because of the way he acts and the way he talks on our media and stuff. He's so uninspiring. And it just, it's starting to wind me up now. Robin, what did you want to say, mate?
I just wanted to ask anyone that was watching on iFollow, what did the ball go off? Was that visible? And what was like there any shout on an offside? Just on that note,
I couldn't see if the ball had gone off on iFollow. Jonathan, did you think the ball had gone off? You're quite a reasonable man. Did you think it'd gone off on the side before their goal? Jonathan, you still there?
No, I'm here. No, I didn't think it did.
Right, yeah, so, no, yeah.
Can I just add, Lee, though, that doesn't fucking matter. You're a professional footballer. At age 7, you learn to play to the whistle, right? Keep fucking going. If the ref then blows out of play, brilliant. We get a breather. If not, you keep fucking going. It's genuine basics. That's under sevens, isn't it?
But
Woodyard switched off as well. He was looking at the. He was just
Woodyard,
looking at the pitch.
Woodyard's gone charging around in the 90th minute, which everyone might think that's great. Just hold your position. That's where the gap in the lines come.
But
Woodyard's gone flying out.
George, you say that's basics, which it is. It is basics. But you're talking about a Wimbledon team that hasn't been doing the basics all season, and that's why we sit 18th.
Lynn,
so I get
can
Robin.
I tell you a stat that will make you laugh.
Go in and go, and then we'll come to Reese.
Courtney Senior's single goal for the club has contributed the same amount of points as Ali Alhamadi's 8 goals.
There's just so many stats that you can go through, mate, that just make it laughable that we have got John Jackson. Reese, you've come on. What did you want to say? First time caller.
Yes, hello. Thank you. Well, good evening all, if you can have a good evening. I'm usually quite good at sort of laughing these things off. I think I've disassociated when it gets shit. But today that has wound me up beyond belief. I think more so because I thought we played really well, yet we still cannot hold on to a lead. But I don't actually understand that there should be some good investigations done by psychiatrists into these players. Like, how could you not want to hold on to that lead? Like, I know we're not going to get anywhere this season, but surely for a bit of confidence, now it's going to be a long old end to the season. I mean, it always was going to be, but And then, end of the day, obviously, it goes back to the manager, doesn't it, really? Like you guys are saying, I wouldn't sack him for that result, but for the one win in 16 or whatever it is, that's caused all of this. And now, we've just thrown away 3 easy points, in my opinion, given the game. And now, look, we're all fuming. Like, what more can we do? We try and egg them on, but it doesn't work. And they've got and conceded 2 stupid goals within the last 4 minutes.
The funniest thing there that for me that you just mentioned is the psychologist. And the funniest thing is we had one of them last year, Steve Salas, is probably one of the worst mindset people I've ever had the pleasure of having on my Twitter at one point. I had to get rid of him because, do you know what I mean? If he didn't get his own way, he'd cry like a baby. And then I think that's probably gone into our players. And that's why mentally we are so weak. It is literally unbelievable how weak we are.
I think it also is contributed to by our captain. I'm not trying to be overdramatic here. I think he's the worst captain we've ever had since my time watching the Dons, at least.
Said it.
It's like, again, when Broome saves the penalty, he goes over and screams at Nightingale. Obviously, I don't know what he's screaming about, but it's like, well that's not going to be fucking helpful, is it? Get your team, get your players up for it. Don't go storming around trying to win the ball back when you just need to hold your position. I mean, I feel like he's partly at fault for their second anyway, because the ball's come to him and his touch is fucking terrible. He's pretty much given it straight back to him, and they put it in, and what's come from it has come from it. Like,
no,
I hate Alex Woodyard. I cannot wait for him to leave this club. I think he is one of the problems as well. Not the problem, but one of them.
No, I totally agree with you. I've said it for ages, and you get absolutely shot down if you say Alex Woodyard's a bad captain, because as George said, I think he runs around like a headless chicken. He doesn't hold his ground. He goes backwards and sideways and don't really offer much of the team. I agree with you there. As I said, when he was screaming at Will, he was proper angry and going mental. And I'm thinking, we just saved the penalty. Organise them now. Don't shout them like you are, screaming right in their faces, because that ain't going to come across. Do you know what I mean? Tell them where they need to be and do what you need to do as a captain. Lower League Look has just joined us. I think Bradford fan. What did you want to say?
Good evening. Can you hear me, guys?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Nice one. Sorry, I'm in the car. I'm just driving home. But I had a question. Well, first of all, I want to just say that I think you guys as a fan base are probably one of the better fan bases in the league. I've listened to you a couple of times now, and I think given what you're going through, no one's really being toxic. And that's generally what happens with these fan bases at this level. Like, it goes toxic. People don't really have points, but I think everyone that's coming forward's kind of got a point to make, and they're all quite well thought out. So that's, I've got respect for you for that. I suppose my question for you guys is, when you look at the fact that they haven't sacked the manager, does that speak volumes to what the board's like?
Oh, hello. We've lost you there. Hello.
Lee, can I just add something while there's a break or not?
Oh, Oh, sorry. Yeah, go on, George. Sorry, I muted myself for some reason.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, what we miss, this doesn't happen under a captain like Barry Fuller. This doesn't happen when you've got Paul Robinson in defence. Things like this, it's just, it's the mindset that Woodyard sets is infuriating, because we've gone from Barry Fuller, who in my opinion is up there with Jason Goodliffe, those kind of captains where you go, you are incredible, to Woodyard, who's, you know, we've just saved a pen in the 90th minute, go up to Broome and say, you fucking legend. Like, you fucking legend.
Hold
and
the
then
ball.
You get in position. Don't, do you know what I mean? It's infuriating that our captain's not setting the mentality, especially when you've got youngsters like McAteer. He's never been in a relegation battle in League Two. He's never done it. So set the example and they'll follow you.
Yeah, but
Barry
he was
set the example for those for that whole promotion side.
What I love about Casey McAteer, he was setting the example. He was mouthing off to the Salford players just before the penalty was taken. Just before the penalty was taken, he was trying to get all the fans up and behind the goal, giving it to the geezer before the penalty was taken. And that's the example that you want. And then, yeah, I agree. Sorry, we'll go back to the lower league. Look, what was you saying, mate?
Sorry about that, guys. Someone tried to ring me. The dead selfish.
Nightmare.
I don't know how far into my question I got before it came out.
About the manager and the boards.
Yeah, so the question is, the fact that the board haven't pulled the trigger, and I do agree, I think losing to Salford sort of in the 95th, 96th minute is probably not the result to sack him on, but overall, yes, it's probably right after the run that you've been on. I think you're quite lucky that Crawley have been as poor as they have been this season, and Rochdale too. Does it not speak volumes about what the board's true ambitions for this season were? Because if he was that far off of what they wanted this season, he'd be gone.
The problem is, Reece, let me come back to... Yeah, the problem you've got is you're going to open a right can of worms here, right? First off, regarding it not being toxic, I think that's because we've been through it last year. And this year at the moment, as you heard, many people are not going to the games because at the moment, a lot of people are just past caring now. They know what's going to happen. We know we're going to go 1-0. As I said, I know loads of people that bet on the game today after we went 1-0 up. And people have won money now the last few games. Regarding the board, I think a lot of people now are getting sick of the board and the way we're run as a fans club and a fan ownership. And a lot of people see the boards now as being more interested in stuff going off the pitch than actual the football. So we're more worried about being a community project than actual a first team football and a football club for a first team men's game of football. And I think people are now getting really frustrated. And I think if we do keep struggling, that's when it's going to get toxic towards the boards. We've got a Don's Trust board who are fans voted on. That they get a lot of stick, loads of stick. And I think it actually needs to be aimed now at the PLC board because they're the ones that are making the decisions regarding the management and, as I said, and stuff like that. What do people want to go back to the lower league look at regarding what he just said? We'll go to Robin and then we'll go to Mark. Robin, what did you want to say regarding that?
I was actually just going to say, I hadn't actually thought of it quite in that way. That's a very, very good point. And also, I just want to say quickly, I do believe Jackson should be gone, just as a quick clarification, just this isn't the match for it. But no, it's just a pretty great point, to be honest.
Cool. Mark, what did you want to say, mate?
Just on the subject of the PLC board, I don't really know how it's meant to work. And someone was mentioning earlier, I think it was Robin actually, that said, you know, he hopes that they don't sack the manager by this evening. I kind of get the impression that they don't really work on bank holidays or weekends, so that actually won't happen until Tuesday. So I always, like, after a game on a Saturday, I always wait till the Monday because I don't think they can get themselves together to actually make a decision. I just think that's all a bit of a joke. And maybe that's just my interpretation. I might be really unfair with that, but it's just what I think.
Mark, I think you're absolutely spot on with that. And I think that's a lot of people's views. I think a lot of people like myself and yourself don't really know how it all works completely. And then when you say that you don't know how it works, you then get the piss taken out of you by a few others that do know how it works. And why do you not know how it works? It's your football team. You should know. But you ask questions. I've asked questions regarding the budget a couple of times. And you go around the houses with everything. You still don't get an answer. And I'm like, this just blows my mind. What is the point of me answering any questions? I'll go to George and then we'll go back to the lower league look. What do you want
to
say, George?
I just wanted to answer lower league look's question. I've got no problem with us being a mid-table. I had no problem with us being a mid-table side this season. Yep. Don't lie to the fan base and tell us we're going to have a top seven budget challenging for promotion. And don't write it in sort of written words saying JJ's happy to for that to be the ambition. They've just blatantly lied to us. If our budget is any lower than 13th, there's no way we genuinely believe we had a promotion budget. So in answer, basically, I don't care that the board's true aim was to be mid-table, because that's probably what we needed after such a shit season last year. But don't lie to the fan base, to the ownership, about why we're doing it, if that makes sense. You've blatantly gone out and lied, and there's no consequences for it.
Okay, before I go to the lower league, look, my question for everyone else who's listening as well before this is, I know we're saying Johnny Jackson needs to go, and I'm one of these people as well, but do we have to feel sorry for Johnny Jackson, the fact that he's probably been lied to by the boards as well, because he thought he might have had a bigger budget, and do you know what I mean? In January, he got told he was going to have a bigger budget as well, and that didn't happen. Lower league, look, what did you want to say? Come back to people.
I think Mark raised the question about working weekends and decisions being made and usually announced sort of on a weekday. Your model as a club's obviously a hell of a lot different to most other clubs, but are you guys, do you have shares? Do people own shares in the club? I don't really understand how it works.
So what happens is you join what we call the Don's Trust. So yeah, you have a Don's Trust, you join that, it's £25. You could join it and you could get then a vote on anything that we vote on. So we voted on the ground, or we vote on people to join a Don's Trust board. So it's 10 people on the board currently, and anyone who is in that Don's Trust membership gets to vote. And that's why, in my opinion, and a lot of people's opinions, it's not correct, because there's a lot of people that could be Don's Trust members. As I said, you could pay £25 and you'll get a say on how my football club is run. Do you know what I mean? And a lot of people... Yeah. We have a vote, and a lot of people don't vote because they're getting sick of it now. So the people that are voting are getting the way they want. This is my opinion, because people say, do you know what I mean? And then that's how it works with Wimbledon. So we could have 500 supporters. Like, we've got John Green, who's a Wimbledon fan, or he's a Liverpool fan, but he sponsors Wimbledon and puts a lot of money in. A lot of the Nerf fighters, that's how we found Jonathan as a fan, and Jonathan's got right involved in it. But there's a lot of people that follow John Green who've now joined the Don's Trust, who might not have any say now. They won't. They don't vote or anything like that. And it does get a little bit, a bit strange on that way regarding how we do it.
So, are you guys kind of a point now? Because obviously you were fan owned after the split, weren't you? That's what it was when MK Dons became a thing. You guys became a fan-owned club and started from scratch. For you guys, are you at a point now where you'd rather have a traditional model as ownership?
It's a really hard one to say, because I never want to go through what we went through when Wimbledon was ceased to exist, kind of thing, and then Milton Keynes happened, and we started again as Wimbledon, AFC Wimbledon. But I think I've got to a point now where, so a lot of people want outside investment to come in because they think outside investment, a new owner, will bring success. You as a Bradford fan know that ain't going to be the case. You might never have success with a new owner. I just think people want things done a little bit differently, a better way of doing it. And the Don's Trust, unfortunately, doesn't seem to be working right. People say every time we lose, this kind of subject comes up. But that's not. I don't think that's the case. I think just people are now getting sick of how we are run, and it's kind of, not great on that way.
Well, you just have to look at the likes of Crawley this season. That's a perfect example of an ownership group coming in and taking.
And the problem we've got with that is, we every time people say about outside investment and getting new owners, you get the bad owners thrown at you. So everyone go, look at the Crawley ownership, look at this ownership. But then there also is some great owners out there who do great things. Do you know what I mean? Look at Middlesbrough. Middlesbrough have been run by the same person. I think it's still, what's his name? Gibson. Gibson's been running Middlesbrough, and he runs them very, very well. Do you know what I mean?
Wickham as well, sorry.
There are some good ownerships out there. Lower league, I'm going to go to Robin, and then Connor's asked to speak as well, and then Angelo. Robin,
I was just going to make a note on them. Has anyone got any thoughts on, if we were to sack the manager, who would be looking at? Presumably we'd be looking at a short-term deal until the end of a season. I know Simon Bassey's been floated before, and to be honest, I wouldn't be back against Dervis. I mean, I know a lot of people just want change, but are we looking for someone who'll sign a 2-year contract? Are we looking for someone for 5 games? That's what I want to know, sort of people's feelings on.
I if Terry Skiverton would take it till the end of season, I think we might be looking at that. But I don't know if Bassi's listening. So I'm not sure if Simon Bassi will take it for five games. Probably will. I don't know if that would work in his favour or it work in our favour.
Chris Gunter, end of season.
Well, he's getting his coaching badges. I love Simon Bassi.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I love Simon Bassi to absolute bits, but I don't want the same thing that happened to Mark Robinson. He comes in as manager, it doesn't work out, then he's out the door. Because to me, Simon Bassi is an absolute hero, always has been. I'd love to him to be involved in the club on some aspect, like with regards to scouting or bringing players in, because I think he's a master at that. I'm not sure. There's people out there, I said David Artell yesterday, people laughed at me because he finished 15th and 12th with crew in this league, but then he got them promoted with hardly any budget and stuff like that. We wouldn't know until Jackson's gone, to be fair, who would want the job and what we would do short term. I wouldn't be surprised if we gave it to Rob Toovey till the end of the season. Connor, you wanted to come on and say something. What did you want to say?
Yeah, guys, thanks for having me on. I was at the game today in the press area. For those that don't know, right, for London Football Scene, I cover the club. What I'll be writing about tonight and tomorrow is trying to work out why and how this team concedes so many leads. It's truly, like, if you look at the numbers over the last 2 years, it's incredible. I think I got the calculator out after the Harrogate game and was trying to figure it out. I think after today's result, in their last 10 games that they've taken the lead, they've got 9 points, which is just, like, form that I truly have not seen it. I don't think ever in my time following football. I'm just more interested in what everyone's opinions are on, like, what are the main reasons for me. It feels like a bunch of different reasons. It feels like there's a bit of a hangover from League One last year. Obviously, JJ has to take a bit of responsibility, and then it's a young team. But I'm just more interested to hear what you guys think and what your opinions are.
For me, it's all about Jonny Jackson. It's about the experienced players that we have not standing up. I think someone said earlier it's 34 points now that we've dropped from winning positions. I think we did the same last year. I think if you look at last season and this season, the amount of points that we've dropped from winning positions, it's something crazy. I just think that we wanted some experience in this team, but unfortunately the experienced players that we signed are not up there. Pierce, as much as I love him, is injury prone. Gunter, he should be nowhere near the club anymore. Hopefully, he should be nowhere near it now after he decided to go coaching for Wales instead of staying for the club that pays his wages. Woodyard, as people have said, is worst captain I think we've ever had. And I just think it's the experienced players that are not standing up, and we just can't defend. And also, I think it's mentally, I think you might be right, mentally some of the players from last year are scarred. And also, you've got to look at our injuries. We're missing people like Harry Pell. Big, big player for us. Unfortunately, he's gone. Centre-back-wise, we're all out of centre-backs now other than Jenkins and Will Nightingale. Yeah, it's a culmination of everything, and it just hasn't worked this year. And I think Jonny Jackson, unfortunately, he's the man at the helm. And it's a points on the ball basis. And unfortunately, he's not had enough points. And sitting 18th in League 2 is not good enough for a team with Wimbledon and the money we spent this year. Does anyone else want to come back to Connor regarding it? No? Okay, we'll go to Angelo. What did you want to say?
Hey, good evening, everyone. I'm pretty much sat here scratching my head like the rest of you. It sort of ties in with Connor's question, but I'm trying to understand how our mentality is this week. There's talk of hangover from last season, but when you look at it, we replaced the manager, replaced most of the team. How can there still be hangover from last season? And bearing in mind, we were in League One last season. We were in a much tougher league. And worse is happening in a lower league. So I'm just trying to understand how that's possible when we replace most of the team. I know there's a few experienced guys from last season, but for all intents and purposes, it was a brand new team.
I'm not sure regarding the mentality, Angela. I think it also stems from us fans. I think it stems from the boards. I think we're all mentally weak, unfortunately, at the moment. And I think we're all scarred from what happened in League One last year. Unfortunately, if you go 27 games without winning winning, it scars you really badly. Do you know what I mean? We went 20 games without a win under Robbo, 7 games without a win under Bowen. Then we got relegated thinking, great, if we get relegated, we'll start winning games in League Two. Unfortunately, Jackson doesn't inspire anyone. So we needed a manager to come in who was going to inspire people. He was going to come in with a plan. He was going to come in and say, this is what we're going to do. This is going to be the Wimbledon way. I'm going to do it this way, this way. These are the players that I'm going to have. And all he does is make excuses. You watch interviews with him after games and stuff, and everyone's like, oh my God, this geezer's boring. Do you know what I mean? You look at Woodyard doing it. Oh, I'm going to inspire the player. This is a big game. Come on. And he talks like that. Yeah, we've got a big game this weekend. Just don't inspire any fans, I think. And I think that is the problem. Going into League Two from last year, we needed a manager who was going to come in and go, this is going to be my way of playing. This is our style of play. And this is what we're going to do. And we didn't have that, unfortunately. Robin, what did you want to say, mate?
Yeah, I can't imagine what Johnny's going to say after this one. All I was going to say is I've had a quick look at the table and the results, and I think we're quite fortunate. I think only Hartlepool picked up a draw, so it's still pretty similar. But also, I noticed that we're literally 2 wins off 11th. It's everyone's just utter shite. Like, we think we're awful, but no one else is picking up points. I mean, yes, this has been utterly awful, but it just sort of, just have a bit of like context on like how little we sort of need to be in the top half of the table, and given sort of on the like the awful run we've been on, it just feels a bit ridiculous.
No, and I think that point stands, but then that just shows how bad this season has been, that we are in this mess and the league isn't great. There's teams in this league that are appalling. As I said, Salford are in the playoffs, right? And they were celebrating like they just won the game. And we went toe-to-toe to them with 80 minutes. As I said, I thought we played really well today. That's the Wimbledon team I wanted to see. I wanted a team to go at them from the start, even if we lost 3-2, play young players, win the game. But the way we lose the game is just appalling, and it shouldn't happen. Right, guys, I'm gonna wrap up because I'm going to get some dinner. The missus has just finished bathing a little one. Anyone want to say anything before Reese has just come back? So anyone want to say anything before we go? What did Reese, you come back on? We're going to wrap up. So what did you want to say, mate? Hello, Reese.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, lagged out there. Oh, it was just a real quick question. But obviously, if you want to wrap up, you wrap up. But I was curious to see which of these players people would actually keep, because I can think of 2, 3, maybe 4 that I'd actively be happy to see in the squad next season. Obviously, Ali being one of them. But even then, like, I'm like, I think that I've got that number, but then I actually look through it, it's like I could see them leave and be absolutely fine with it. I think most of the team from last year need to go. Like, I don't see how it's viable that they stay and we can have success with them, because they are just mentally shot, basically. So I'm just curious to see who people would keep.
No, we did our thing with the tier. Did you see the tier thing we did where you could put
yes.
the players
yes,
from?
Yes, I did actually. That's come up my number.
And there was a lot, yeah, there's literally the experienced pros are all gone. As I said, I've been disappointed with people like Marsh. I've been disappointed with Lee Brown the last 2 seasons. As I said, I like Pierce, but unfortunately he's injury prone, so he's not about. Do you know what I mean? It's all well and good having him in the change room, but we need players like that on the pitch. Yeah, and there's a lot of players, I think, that will need to leave the club. The problem we got is that I think Woodyard's still got, what, 1.5 years left? Will signed a 3. I don't get how we mess up contracts so badly that we give someone like Will Nightingale a 3.5-year deal when he's injury prone. We give Woodyard a 2.5-year deal, Brown a 2.5-year deal, but we still don't have people like Biller and that on long contracts. But yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to wrap up, guys. Thanks again for everyone taking part. It's been quite not too heated as I thought it might be. Hopefully in the morning we'll find out some news that Johnny Jackson has been relieved from his duties. And we can look for a new manager. Again, no one wants a manager to be sacked, but unfortunately, 1 win in 16 isn't good enough. Even if he had false promises, do you know what I mean? This is League Two. That happens in League Two. Suck it up. Stop making excuses. Go out there. Put a team on the pitch that can win football games, especially in a league like this. But yeah, hopefully we'll have a new manager in charge shortly. Thanks again for everyone taking the part. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We are going to be wrapping it up now because the missus wants me to go. We could go on for hours, but yeah. We'll be back on Thursday with a podcast, and then next week with the Sunday debrief. Sorry, Steve and Luke, we've just come on to chat. I do have to wrap up, but yeah, thanks everyone for taking part. Have a good week. Enjoy the rest of your bank holiday.
Cheers, everyone.